If he could give the left student a multiplication chart.
It's early Monday morning and class is in session, but there are no children here. This is DISD's Leadership Development Fellows Academy, where adult educators who want to be principals make $60,000 a year to learn. Just 10% of the first year's 600 applicants were accepted, and veteran teacher Pamela Ralston is one of them. She likes the academy's approach as laid out by Superintendent Mike Miles to teach principals leadership skills and inspire their own teachers to be better instructors.
I think it was very rare for teachers to get feedback in terms of what they were doing in the classroom, in terms of the type of instruction they were providing. It really is new.
Ralston is a language specialist with a master's degree.
In my 23 years of teaching, I have rarely, and probably could count on one hand how many times I've had a principal talk to me about the kind of instruction I was providing in the classroom.
That's part of the change Superintendent Miles wants to see. He told trustees last year that principals are key to reform. They'll focus on quality of instruction, student achievement, and the campus's climate and culture.
And hold them accountable for. All of us are focused on those three things, and we have metrics to show it. Now, if you can't do those three things as a principal, you can't be a principal in Dallas.
Denise Cooper runs the Fellows Academy and did the same in Colorado Springs when Mike Miles was there.
We taught them to develop their instructional lens around those three components. So after the first 3 months, then they went into their residencies. We matched them with a mentor principal, so it was like on-the-job training.
Fellows spent part of their five-day week working in a school's front office. Cooper says these principal hopefuls learn skills not often taught elsewhere, like how to guide, coach, and lead teachers.
To make sure that we have that good first instruction in the classroom so that we don't have so many kids that are having to take summer school, so that we don't have kids that are repeating grades. They can actually go in and model what good first instruction looks like.
Many of these fellows have been picked to lead summer school soon. 25-year-old fellow Jennifer Castelline is already an assistant principal under this program. She agrees with the superintendent's core beliefs and shadowed him for a time. She started as a math teacher at a low-performing Dallas school through Teach for America. Fewer than half her students were passing.
And I wanted them to be like the kids in Highland Park. And I had a sign in my room that said it. And I said, 100% of the kids in Highland Park passed this test. You should be able to do that too. I never thought that they couldn't do it. I mean, I just knew that they would.
After Castelline's first year, 94% of her students passed. She concluded that despite her youth, maybe she was leadership material.
I just envision this culture that's so palpable, like college-bound kids that, you know, like you're going to be interviewing me in next year and my kids are going to just be blowing it out of the water. And I just know that I can truly make this school, I mean, like none other in Dallas ISD. So I just need the opportunity.
Rena Honey loves Jennifer Castelline's enthusiasm. But the president of DISD's largest teacher group, the Alliance AFT, has concerns about the Fellows program.
And many of the ones coming in, we don't know what they know. Many of them have 2, maybe 3 years in the classroom, yet they're going to lead and are supposed to know what good teaching looks like. If they've only had 2 or 3 years, have they grown and developed enough as a teacher to be able to say, yes, that's good, or no, it's not?
Honey also worries the Fellows program is overrated, even though Miles says it worked in Colorado.
Well, we know absolutely nothing about it at this point. We don't know if it works, if it's effective. We've not been informed of the program they're using, of the training that they're doing. At this point, there's no real credibility to it. The student achievement has not grown that much in Colorado under his leadership when he was there.
Fellows Academy graduates do not automatically become principals. They must still apply and have their master's degree and certificate like every other applicant. Then they'll hope for the best. The best is what Superintendent Mike Miles is counting on. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.